Once upon a time, there was only one way to launch a hit album, radio. Nothing else reached as many people as often. Getting on a radio playlist was difficult, but once a song was in heavy rotation on the radio, it had a high probability of selling. Then, in the 1980s, came MTV, which became the second way to create a hit. It had even more limited capacity for new music, but its influence over a generation was unparalleled. For the music labels, those were good times. It was a brutally competitive business, but it was a business they knew. They understood the rules, and they could earn their keep by working them. But now rock radio is in seemingly terminal decline, and MTV doesn't show many music videos anymore. So how to market music? Labels know the answer lies online, tapping the word-of-mouth forces that are replacing traditional marketing and creating demand, but they're still trying to figure out exactly how best to do it.